in history, when energy revolutions come together with new communication revolutions, when they converge, it changes consciousness dramatically.
And such a time is upon us now, says writer, economist, social critic, and environmental scientist Jeremy Rifkin, as the technology of the so-called information age moves humanity into what he sees as our third industrial revolution. But we can't get there, he contends, without shedding the outdated concepts of human nature that have persisted down through the centuries from the Age of Enlightenment.
We're trying to move to a global economy. We're trying to address climate change. But as long as our thinking is geopolitical, based on 18th century ideas about human nature, there is no way we can actually come together as a human race and create a global economy or deal with climate change.
Instead, Rifkin argues, the new model for human interactions must be based on empathy, awareness and consideration of the feelings of others. In his new book, The Empathic Civilization, he makes a case for empathy as a core component of human nature.
It appears that we are actually biologically wired to feel empathy. That is our core nature and our core drive, to feel another's experience as if it were our own. It's in our biology. So if someone else is feeling pain or pleasure or fear or anger, we can actually feel it in our biology, in our neural circuitry, pretty much as if we were feeling it ourselves. That has tremendous implications for rethinking the way we organize society and everything from our parenting to our business models.
That's not just a philosophical abstraction. Rifkin points to common visceral reactions as examples.
When somebody punctures themselves and you see a little blood wound, you'll have the same wince inside of you as if the puncture wound was on yourself. Or if a spider is walking up somebody's arm, you'll have the same creepy feeling yourself when you're watching them, right? Now we know that this is part of what makes us social and connects us and creates these bonds of civilization.
For a broader social manifestation of those same empathic impulses, Rifkin says we need look no further than today's headlines.
Look at Haiti last week. Terrible disaster. Within minutes on Twitter and YouTube, the entire human race responded with a massive empathic response. Now, if our human nature was, as the Enlightenment philosophers say, only self-interested, detached, rational, materialistic, and utilitarian, we would never have responded like that.
By linking this empathic inclination in our shared DNA to decentralized renewable energy production and the distributive technologies modeled on the Internet, Rifkin believes humankind may yet prove able to avert the threats of climate change and economic chaos to thrive and prosper as the new millennium unfolds.
We now have the technologies, both the communication technologies that are distributed and the renewable energy technologies, which give us distributed energy, to actually connect the entire human race in mind and body and to the environment. So if we can find a way to use this to create a third industrial revolution, it is possible to begin to empathize not only when there's a natural disaster, but to empathize day to day in building new institutions that create the empathic civilization.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.